to 886 and let Congress know you depend on your local radio stations by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you rich. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous place.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all of you. All you precious Blood River Radio fans, thank you so much for tuning in. All you precious Blood River Radio, all you precious Good Old River Radio family, thank you so much for tuning in today. I would just like to tell you what's going on today, but first of all, say so you're listening to Blood River Radio. We are proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio and Sam Bushman. My name is Eddie the Bombardier Miller. And, hang on one just second, folks. Something going on. We're having just a little, folks. Before I go further, tell you, me and Lizzie have been troubleshooting, and we thought we had it fixed, but evidently I was way low for some reason. But hopefully, we'll keep going until we get it right. And Miss Lizzie says I'm coming across okay, I think now. Is that right, Miss Lizzie? Great. Okay, family. I thought I'd let our family know what's going on. Well, anyway, most of you probably know the drill. Today is January the 18th of 2025, the year of our Lord and Savior, 2025. There is no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ. I know that's kind of mechanical, the way I said that, but it's no less true, people. I tell you what, we need Jesus now more than any time in our whole life, any time in my lifetime. Because you know what? I'll finish this prayer in a second, but I'm just speaking to you from the heart, folks. This world is in one hell of a fix. It's worse and worse. And I think just from what I've been reading and hearing about the wonderful Savior, Donald Trump, I think it's going to be worse. I think I've heard some other people say, what I've been reading lately, things are going to get worse. I'm really afraid that SOB is going to get us into an all-out atomic war with Russia. That's the way it looks like it's going. Anyway, I'm kind of out of order right now for this second, but people, I'm getting going here, man. I'm really emotional today, but stuff I can't tell you about. But if you will, people, you know, this is Blood River Radio is a Christian program. So if you will, we always go to a prayer after that introduction. And I'll just say the introduction one more time. You're listening to Blood River Radio, proudly syndicated by Liberty News Radio, Sam Bushman and Company. And that's who we are. And we are the only radio media I know in the United States and probably the world. We proudly claim to be pro-white. We love being white. We wouldn't be another race for all the tea in China. We think, and I'll say it proudly, I think the white race is the superior race. If you don't believe it, just look around and look what the right race has done worldwide for everybody. But that's who we are, and we fight against global white genocide. If we're not the chosen ones, why the hell else is every other race in the world? Why do they hate us? Why are all the governments of the world trying to kill us? We'll get to more of that later. Anyway, people, let me get right back up where I was. Let's finish my prayer. Lord, if you will, please give us the courage to continue to fight this battle, to ride to the sound of the gunfire, to never, ever waver in our ability. No matter how tired we claim we get, and sometimes I feel, Lord, for shame for even saying that in the past, and I'm tired, and I'm wore out, and I feel like giving up. What a sissy ass that is, Lord. I'm sorry I even said that. And like I was telling Lizzie before the break, dear Lord, I get messages from our dear listeners, our dear supporters that keep this show going, that tell me things before we go on the air that are really emotional, it will really get to you and make you feel like a worm for even thinking that you're tired and you want to give up. There is no way in hell, dear God, I'm ever going to give this up until some son of a bitch in you kills me, Lord. And that's the God-awful truth. But anyway, Lord, if you will, please continue to protect us from the evil one and from his loyal officer cadre, the Jew. It's always Jews all the time, O Lord, as you well know. Your son, Jesus Christ, pointed them out and identified them in the Holy Scriptures, Romans 8:44. So if you will, Lord, continue to protect us in this radio show. Continue to correct Liberty News Radio and all of our family members there. And Lord, let us continue on to do this battle. And everyone will always give you the glory, Lord. And Lord, whether we survive or not in this radio program, it doesn't matter. Because we know in the end, Lord, you are going to win. That's all this in Jesus' name, amen. People, we always so go to the donors. After the prayer, we always go to the donors. And we have several this week. We have Bill and Missy from far off in the West. I'm not going to give their last name or where they're from. I'm not so sure they would want me to do that. But I'd like to thank them. They sent a really nice card, too. And they also, and I had this card to clean this office up, and I've been troubleshooting. I don't see that card unless it's this here right here. This might be it. Let's see. Yes, it is. It says, to Eddie and family. Monica and Nancy and families, all the gentlemen and the staff, Happy New Year, 2024-2025. Just a small gift and wishes for many blessings ahead. Bill and Missy, trying not to be blackpilled. Thank you so much, Bill and Missy, for that. They sent us a donation, too. I certainly appreciate that. We also got two donations this month from Ken Burroughs. Oh, Ken, Big Ben Ken. Glenbrook, New York. You know, that guy never fails, man. Thank you so much, Bill and Missy. And Ken, thank you, guy. You've been doing this for years, and I know you're struggling. I just have a feeling you're struggling like us, and you're probably sending in some money that you could probably buy groceries with us or something like that. But thank you so much. Thank you so much, Ken. And also, Jay-Z from Glenbrook Radio Zone, AZ. Man, what a heart-to-heart, brother-to-brother that guy is. I know combat wounded Vietnam veteran. I know I've said that 100 times, but it needs to be said over and over and over. That guy gave it all. I mean, he laid on the line, buddy. And he's got the Purple Heart to prove it. But thank you so much for that. And folks, I guess that's about it. Of course, old Biscuit, I think we called him out last week. But in case we did, it doesn't matter. We'll say that anyway. We'll give him his congratulations. We'll give him his dues anyway. Folks, I guess that's it. We have a guest. That's all. Let's see. Sister Monica is not going to be on tonight. She's really busy. She got her own program. She has a guest. Of course, Nancy's taking up. She's off. I don't know when she's ever going to come back. And Rand is the same old Rand, working his guts out. So he's not able to come on right now. He told me he may be able to come on in the future. I don't know. But that's the way it is. But we have another great guest. He's been on before, several times before, and I'm really looking forward to having him come on. His name is Don Wassell. Amongst many, many of his accolades, he was a founding member of the Populist Party back in the 80s, early 80s, I think it was. And I was a proud member. And I just wish to hell we'd get that Populist Party going again. But you know what? He's done so many other things, I'm not even going to try to go there. But anyway, we're going to welcome Don. Don, how you doing tonight, brother?
Doing good, Eddie. Nice to be back with you.
Thank you so much. Hey, I'm a little bit off kilter tonight, so I apologize and ask you to bear with me. We had to do some troubleshooting in here. We've been having trouble with our audio. And it was working perfect before we went on the air. I tested it, and I'll be dang, when we come on, Lizzie thought I wouldn't have far enough of the mic. But I said, if I got the mic any closer to my mouth, I have to swallow it. But I got it turned all it is to do right now. I have no clue because it's a brand new mic, brand new wire, brand new everything. So I'm just telling that. So most of the people listen to us for long time listeners. We'll say most of them. We have a lot of them. But I just like to always explain these little details out, why some things like that can get you off your game just a little bit if you're troubleshooting at the last minute, you know, when you come on the hour. But anyway, it's so good to have you. It's so good to have you on tonight, Don. It really is. We'll be going to a break in just a second, but any second now. But before we go, why don't you tell the audience, tell the listeners who you are right quick, like, until we run out of time.
Okay. Yeah, I've been on, I think it's my fourth time on your show, Eddie. First two, I talked about the Populist Party, which I was the founding executive director and later the national chairman of, which had a really good history for a number of years until it was sabotaged. And I know we got a break coming. The other thing, right now I run Cast Football, the website castfootball.us, which we talked about the last time I was on a couple of weeks ago. So that's the main thing I'm doing now. I have some
projects in the works. We got to go to a quick break now, Don. I'm sorry. We got to go to our first break. We'll be right back, Don. Don't go anywhere, Don. We'll be right back, folks.
I'm Pastor Everett Ramsey, pastor of Faith Baptist Church. A congregation of God's covenant people, informed Christians know that we are at the brink of a long-planned one-world government being executed that will not tolerate true Christian faith. There is a way to stop it. Our church has used God's spiritual weapons of warfare many times over the years, and in every case that was properly executed, the Church of Jesus Christ had been delivered. It is called the Court of Divine Justice. David used it many times. Read Psalm 37, Psalm 109. It includes truthful information, repentance, and imprecatory prayers. Blood River Radio is the only radio station I know that supports action based on truth about lies concerning the Confederacy, the Civil Rights Movement, the German people, the true Holocaust, and who the true covenant people of God are, and the sins and failures of the churches, if any of these. This means anything to you, and it should, then please say so with your money, as well as prayers. You may obtain information from us about the Courts of Divine Justice by sending your offering and request to Blood River Radio, and we take none of the money.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with managed IT services.
Experience the untamed spirit of the American West with Range Magazine. Each issue is a visual journey featuring award-winning photography and compelling stories that capture the heart of ranching and rural life. Stay informed on the challenges and triumphs of those who live and work on the land. Subscribe today and receive quarterly editions delivered to your doorstep, and join a community that cherishes the enduring legacy of the Western frontier. Visit rangemagazine.com to subscribe.
Dear Blood River Radio family, we did a little bit more troubleshooting in between the break, but I'm going to try to get off of that troubleshooting, and I'll try to get away from that, and we're going to go back to Don, and Don, continue on where you was before you went to the break, brother.
Okay, well, like I said, I was involved with the Populist Party for a number of years until it was sabotaged. We ran two presidential candidates, had, I think, altogether hundreds of balloted candidates in different states around the country. So it was far and away the most successful right-wing third party going back really to the Populist Party of the 1890s. After that was sabotaged, I ran something called the American Nationalist Union, which was essentially a continuation of the Populist Party, but it wasn't a political party. It wasn't big enough to do that. And in 2004, I mean, I've done other things. I had a publication I've edited called the Freedom Times, before that the Nationalist Times, which had a 38-year run until financial considerations forced me to shut it down in June of 2023. And then in 2004, I started a website on a subject that I was very interested in called Cast Football, C-A-S-T-E, football.us, which I talked about in detail the last time I was on your show, which examines sports and race and politics, and how the realm of sports has been, just like everything else in this society, has been politicized and dominated by affirmative action, DEI, critical race theory, on and on. All the all the other things that go on in this country, but a lot of people naively think that sports was exempted from that, that it was somehow, with everything else being rigged and manipulated and the agenda of anti-white agenda going on, that somehow sports remained this pure meritocracy. And, of course, nothing could be further from the truth. So we try to enlighten people about what's going on in the world of sports. And hopefully, you know, a lot of people have woken up to varying degrees in the last couple of years or through the 4 years of the Biden administration. And we're starting to reach some of them when it comes to sports and anti-white racism. So we're hoping that if the censorship lessens considerably during this Trump administration that starts on Monday, that we'll be able to reach more people. Because one thing that happened is that search engines, particularly Google, began censoring us and blacking us out around 2017 to the point it became almost impossible to reach new people. You know, how do you reach new people when you're marginalized to that extreme? So we've hung in there. You know, the website itself, Cast Football, has over 500,000 posts on it. There's a number of people on it right now. I'm looking at it. And so we're hanging in there, and we're cautiously optimistic, I guess. You know, everything starts anew on Monday. We'll see if we're going to be happy with the new Trump administration or not. But thank God, we're getting rid of Joe Biden finally.
I don't know why this is an aside, but since Martin Luther King, that's what we used to have a guy named Winston Smith used to be on the political suspect with me and James. That's before Keith Alexander came along. That's way back. But Winston Smith used to call him Martin Luther King. I call him Martin Lucifer too. But anyway, I guess that's kind of rednecks. But they reminded me of when you said that, thank God, freedom at last. I think that's the topic of what he said. But, you know, we will see. And before we go on to heavier stuff, I remember the last, I think it was the last time you were on, I can't remember if it was last week, and I don't know, brain, but you mentioned the number one college running back in the nation was a white kid out of the University of Missouri. And you said that hadn't even got a nibble as far as the pros showing interest in him. Isn't that right?
Yeah, he wasn't drafted. He led the SEC, the Southeastern Conference, in rushing by a considerable margin. And he was the first white kid to do that since 1971. And every year, the SEC, that's hallowed ground to the powers that be in football. And they think that's where all the good football players come from, and the top running backs in the SEC every year are drafted, sometimes in the first round, and given every opportunity to succeed. But this poor kid was not drafted. He had to go the undrafted free agent route. He signed with San Francisco, who had, of course, Christian McCaffrey. They have McCaffrey, and we were kind of optimistic that maybe, since they had the only white running back in the league, that they would give Cody Schrader a chance, but they didn't. They cut him. The Rams picked him up, but he hasn't been active for a game all year. He's just been what they call inactive. So, he didn't get any opportunity. And then this year there's the kid, Cam Scataboo, who plays for Arizona State. And just again by coincidence, he's white, and he, just like Cody Schrader last year, he happens to be the best running back in the country. So we'll see what happens come the draft in April. But odds are he won't be drafted either. They'll say he's too slow or his hips are too tight, or, you know, they'll come up with a litany of excuses, or he should be a fullback. I mean, this goes on every single year.
That is so disheartening. I would think if anybody would have kept him, I'm such an amateur, I seldom ever watch pro sports anymore. But I do know, if I was going to pull for any team to win the Super Bowl, it would be San Francisco, because they're mostly white. And they have more, like you said, I remember you said, there is no single team in an NFL with a majority of white players. There's just some with more white players.
Yeah, that's taboo. That's taboo to have a majority of white starters or a majority white roster. It hasn't happened for at least 30 years. So there's unwritten rules, and all the teams are aware of it. But, yeah, it goes on. And even San Francisco, they have a pretty white offense, but their defense, they have one star, Nick Bosa, who's a defensive end. But he's the only white player that they have on defense, on their entire, not just the starters, but the backups. So even they leave a lot to be desired.
That is really that's really discouraging, to say the least. That's why I just tuned him out. It goes back to the old Roman days, bread and circus. You know, it's a great psychological tool to train our young people, especially our young women. Hey, if you want a real stud, you need to go find you a feral black. Never mind that he's probably a criminal. He's going to beat you to death at some point in life, but you need to find you a feral black. You know, you're getting back earlier to free speech and being able to get on the internet and being able to get on like X, what used to be Twitter, etc. I see where Elon Musk, I wish I could remember the people who made him mad because they were challenging, they were challenging some of this, his connection. I didn't know this, but Elon Musk, you probably do. He has he's putting in billions of dollars into Red China. Now I hear people, you know, call about China, but they, you know what, Don, they never ever remember anymore to call it Red China. And the damn place is, it's a communist nation. I read where he's building, he's putting in billions, he's building plants in Red China. And about 50%, I'm going from memory, of his sales, I think it was last year, went to Red China. I think he's building some stuff from Tesla's plants over there. So he's trying really hard not to piss the Chinese off. He's trying really hard to get on their good terms. And I see where this Hindu, Viva Ramaswamy, if I'm pronouncing it right, the snake charmer, he was having some disagreements with Elon Musk over the fact that that's bad for the United States. It's bad. It's endangers United States security. And here they are. They got both of these clowns in high up. I don't know what positions they are. I think Elon Musk is supposed to come out and he's supposed to be. It may be a new department of the federal government. I'll just call it the Department of Efficiency. He's supposed to be going in and weeding out meat and stopping. Excess waste. And I think among that, I think that the same department is supposed to be monitoring sales and businesses dealing with countries like Red China. And even though Trump, believe it or not, I'll hit the point, even though Trump said that he's going to start trying to make America great again, and he's going to impose tariffs on foreign countries like Red China, or probably the country in the world that is most responsible for flooding our nation with cheap products at the expense of American workers. But Elon Musk is all against that. He's for, you know, it's like, I think people like Musk and this snake charmer Ramaswamy, in my opinion, they look at the United States like a giant business. They have no loyalty to this country whatsoever. They have no loyalty to their fellow white man. And Ramaswamy's even said that. I mean, we're hearing joke after joke after joke after joke. They're saying, why are white people's IQ so low? I'm going to shut up just a second. It's the same way in Canada, the same way in the United States. My grandson was in Canada back in August on their way. They were going to and from Alaska. He said the place was just, some of the little towns they went through were just, you'd think you were in the black hole of Calcutta. They're bringing millions of these damn Indians in. So it looks to me like, instead of us being Biden swamping us with all these colors from the third world, from Mexico, Honduras, Chile. I see where the number one gang in the United States right now, I think it's from Honduras, that they're having trouble with these gangs, dealing drugs and human trafficking, etc. So I guess, instead of that, I guess he's going to maybe hold them on check of immigrating to the United States, and we're going to start letting these billions and billions of Indians in, since we're too stupid to produce high-tech people. Hell, I've got it. I'll tell you for the break. So when we come back to this breakdown, if you will, kind of respond to what I just unloaded a lot of stuff. So we'll be right back, folks, right after this break.
proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President-elect Donald Trump making some promises.
Trump will become the 47th president after his swearing in on Monday, and he has told the country he plans to take immediate action. Among his day one promises, launching the largest deportation in history, closing the border, imposing higher tariffs on imported goods, and signing pardons for January 6th riot participants. He's told lawmakers to expect more than 100 executive orders out of the gate. Greg Clugston for Inauguration 2025.
Montana GOP Senator Steve Daines says restrictive environmental policies are putting national forest lands in his state at risk of the same kind of fires we're seeing in Los Angeles.
I tell you what, we've been saying it for many, many years. Either we better manage our forests and our wildlands, or they're going to manage us. And when these fires erupt in California, they're virtually unmanageable at that point.
Also at townhall.com, new drugs for Medicare price negotiations.
The Biden administration says popular weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have been added to Medicare's list of medications that will be negotiated directly between the government and drug manufacturers. The price negotiations for the additional 15 drugs will be handled by the incoming Trump administration. It almost assures billions of dollars in savings for taxpayers. Ozempic and Wegovy are made by Novo Nordisk, which is based in Denmark and has U.S. headquarters in Plainsboro, New Jersey. Hiya Pinjuani, Washington.
Louisiana officials say officers fatally shot an armed man after he killed his wife and toddler early this morning. Sheriff's Department says they got a call from a 13-year-old girl saying her dad had killed the family. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95. An easy, affordable way to see how it could literally change your life, like it has mine. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. In fact, the longer you take it, the more effective it is. Trying it couldn't be easier with their three-week quick start for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. And it just takes a phone call to 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, every day you feel better is a day you live better. Try Relief Factor's three-week quick start. Visit ReliefFactor.com. That's ReliefFactor.com. Or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
I'm Monica Schaefer from Canada, a former political prisoner. Here at Blood River Radio, we are not afraid to tell the truth and shame the devil. Our mission is to fight against white genocide. We do that by exposing the lies. We talk about the American Civil War. We talk about the vilification of German people and by extension, all white people. And we even talk about that linchpin lie, the Holocaust. Deception by the alien enemy within has brought us whites to our knees. My last words at the Schaefer speech crime trial in Germany were, quote, "If there was a law forbidding us to breathe, we would break that law immediately just to live. And so it is with this law. We must break this law in order to survive and thrive as a people," unquote. Please donate to Blood River Radio and help keep us on the air.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
The Epoch Times. NewYorkTimes.com.
Looking for an IT partner that truly understands your needs? Managed IT Services is the answer. We meet with you regularly to discuss your goals and form a tailored technology plan. Our customers have called us a trusted advisor who delivers. When it comes to IT, we do it all. Firewalls, cloud storage, server migration, and more. Say goodbye to long-term contracts and hello to a team that earns your business month after month. Call 801-706-6980 now and let Managed IT Services transform your IT experience.
Excuse me, Captain. I know this may sound silly, but can you fly?
Nope. Never had a lesson.
Dear Blood River Radio, we have a caller coming in. This is Vivek Ramaswamy called in, and he's bitching about me calling him a snake handler. Well, if he thinks that's bad, wait till we get ready to call him to the next break. Anyway, I'm just BSing y'all. I'm just really glad that it seemed like we got our tech problem might have been solved. Miss Lizzie had a little brainstorm there to break, so we got her fixed. Anyway, with that, I'm gonna shut up and go back to our great guest Don Wall. So go ahead, Don.
All right, Eddie. I'll pat myself on the back a little bit. Anyone out there listening that subscribed to the Freedom Times newspaper knows that I started sounding the alarm about the Indian overclass being pushed in this country years and years ago. I mean, you had the Mexicans and the other people south of the border coming in, taking the blue-collar jobs, and then about 10 years or maybe even more now, large numbers of East Asians and Indians started being brought in, mostly through H-1B visas and going to elite colleges and universities, and they have become an overclass. And I can vouch, like where I live in Pittsburgh, the suburbs of Pittsburgh, I moved to Nevada in 2008, came back here in 2013, and just in that short period of time, the demographic differences were astounding. I mean, Pittsburgh was notorious as being too white. Traditionally, it was about 75% white, 25% black, with no Hispanics or Asians or any other minorities. And I can remember reading in the newspapers before I moved about how this was unacceptable and something had to be done about it. You know, Pittsburgh's a world-class city, blah, blah, blah. And by the time I moved back, I mean, it was startling. Indians all over the place. I mean, not all, literally all over the place, but very noticeable. And, you know, we're living in very wealthy neighborhoods and very expensive houses. And then you had two most well-known universities in Pittsburgh are Carnegie Mellon, which is probably right up there with MIT and a couple others as the leading university that produces IT people and engineering and STEM-type jobs, and then the University of Pittsburgh. If you drive down there now around that area, especially CMU, Carnegie Mellon, you hardly see any white people. I mean, it's almost all Orientals and Indians walking around as students there. I mean, it's been an unbelievable turnaround. And these are people that go from graduating to taking the top jobs in their fields all over the country. And I'm sure Pittsburgh isn't the only place. In fact, I know it is, and it's happening. This is what's happening. These people have been brought over from China and East from India, and they're at a young age too. They go to schools, they learn English, they're aiming to come here, and if they show intelligence and enough work ethic, they're brought here as students, and they work hard. I'm not going to knock them. You know, you can't knock people for being given an opportunity. What you have to criticize is why it's happening, you know, at the top. And so they have been brought here in large numbers on H-1B visa. So that's where this split has happened in recent days. Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk are good, very good when it comes to sealing the border, the southern border, and dealing with that. But when it comes to cutting down on the cheap foreign labor that they use, and really it is, I mean they still are paid a lot, but not as much as American workers. And a lot of times American workers have had to train their own replacements from foreign countries, which is outrageous.
Yes, and Disneyland.
And they got a stranglehold over these people, too, to come over, because as an American, you have the right, if you don't like your job for whatever reason, you can quit and go to another one. Whereas these people here on H-1B visas, they're pretty much stuck in the places they work. So somebody like Elon Musk, he's got a big, at least one big factory over in China. He relies on Chinese labor. and he's got various ones around here. But he's Silicon Valley itself. I read the other day something like 75% of the high-paid jobs are held by non-whites, and we're not talking blacks here. We're talking about Indians and East Asians. So Silicon Valley, they have a stranglehold over Silicon Valley, and a lot of the CEOs and CFOs are now Indians. I mean, that's another thing that's happened. And the new head of the FBI is likely going to be an Indian. Vivek Ramaswamy was a serious candidate for president. So was Nikki Haley. I mean, 10 years ago, you never even heard of any Indians. They were just the people running the 7-Eleven or the dirtbag motel down the street. So this has happened with breathtaking speed. And so it's become a huge issue between the MAGA base that wants to cut down not just on the millions and millions of criminals that Biden allowed in, but also on the legal H-1B visa people here that are coming to replace the white upper middle-class professionals. And so it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out in the days ahead. So that very briefly, gives you an overview of what's happening. But if I can say something else about China, too. Let's go back a little further in time. When the Soviet Union began, where did their financing come from? I mean, the Soviet Union was built up by banksters and industrialists, okay? And the same thing happened in China. Think back to the Clinton administration. Yes. I mean, there were scandals about how all the technology that Americans were giving to the Chinese, and Clinton was part of it, or winked at it, just like the establishment did. So we go up and down with China. I mean, the robber barons didn't mind making tons of money by transferring technology, our technology, to them. But then when the Chinese used that technology to build themselves up, all of a sudden they're the enemy again. So, it goes up and down, and there's no consistency to it. I mean, it's just these globalists that try to manipulate things to their advantage all the time. And that's really at the root of all the problems in the world right now.
You mentioned what comes to mind, Jacob Schiff. He was... At the time, I bet you know who I'm talking about. Right
Adam
around the
Schiff's turn of grandfather or great uncle or something.
Amen.
Did you know that? Adam Schiff from California?
I didn't know that. I didn't know about that.
That's his grandfather or some close relative.
Well, he's one of the ones that, correct me if I'm wrong, going back to building other countries up, you mentioned the Soviet Union. This Jacob Schiff was, I think it was the Union. Was it the Union Investment Bank? I get that mixed up sometime I call him Pappy Bush and Son Boy Bush, the grandfather of W. He was in that Union Bank, mixed up with them sending the investments.
Yeah, family dynasties. They're not all Jewish either. I mean, you got the Bushes and others too. But
correct.
Look at Soros. I mean, wasn't it funny? I mean, when Bush's farewell talk to the country the other night, of course he didn't write it, but it was funny to hear him talking about an oligarchy. And the day or two before that, he had given the highest civilian medal in the country to George Soros.
Yes.
No hypocrisy there, I mean, just
as
usual, just total BS from our politicians. And Biden, what a pitiful figure. I got to say again, Eddie, I hope things may get worse. They may get better. I'm trying to be optimistic, but thank goodness. I mean, what the last 4 years, not just of Joe. I mean, he was kind of comical, but the people around him, I mean, these were communist revolutionaries. It was the first all-out communist government this country ever had. So we survived it, hopefully. But, we'll see what happens starting Monday. You know what's interesting, too? I guess Trump rescued democracy, or he was a threat to democracy. And I'm looking at security arrangements for the inauguration. First of all, Trump moved it inside, and the excuse was it's going to be a bad day, cold or whatever, but there's probably more to it than that. But I'm just looking at a headline here from the Washington Times today. It says, snipers, road closures, security checkpoints, D.C. locks down for Trump's inauguration. I'll just read a paragraph here. There will be snipers on rooftops and armed tactical teams on the ground. There will be tall, anti-scale fencing, widespread road closures, concrete barrier blocks, security zones, metal detectors and checkpoints, and there will be swarms of National Guard troops and police officers, including thousands from stations nationwide. I've read somewhere of something somewhere between 25,000 to 50,000 troops there. On top of all that,
damn.
Now, wait, to celebrate democracy and freedom, right? I mean, this is what it's come to in this country.
My God Almighty! Well, you probably wear Putin. Not Putin, but one of his, generals or one of the high up guys in Russia. They said that if Trump tries to end the war with the Ukraine and Russia, that he will definitely be assassinated by the Zionist Jewish deep state because they want to keep that war going. It's the same tune, 40th verse. We're talking about that Jacob Schiffer earlier, going back over 100 years, back to the turn of the century, you know, 1910, 1915, when the Jewish communists were overthrowing Russia. And Jacob Schiffer was the one, I think he's something like $25 million worth of gold. He said, you know, he sent Leon Trotsky over on the freight train. He got free ride through Germany, through France and Germany, taking that gold to the Soviet Union.
Top-down communist revolution like that.
That's right. This is this billionaire capitalist who they hate communists, but yet they're the ones that finance that the communist takeover in Russia. We'll go to a break any second, but I'm so glad we need to go back in there. I hear the music right now, and after this break, I'm going to talk about Trump ushering in the billionaire class. I have to agree with Sam Bushman on that. Be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
I'm Michael Hill, president of the League of the South. I and my compatriots are Southern Nationalists. We seek the survival, well-being, and independence of the Southern people, our people. The League wants a South that enjoys the sweet fruits of Christian liberty and prosperity, but our current situation won't allow it. We must have our independence from Washington, D.C. and the globalists. The present system cannot be reformed. Without independence, we will continue down this path of destruction. To us, this is not acceptable. I'm asking you, Southern man and woman, to join us today to free the South. Call us at 256-757-6789 or see our website at www.leagueofthesouth.com. God save the South.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach.
Dear Blood River Radio family, without further ado, we're going to go right back to Don. I'm going to give this this little bit, I'm going to interject this into the narrative. Like I said, I was talking to Sam about almost like 2 weeks ago, and I was telling Sam, you know, that we had heard that the fact that had photographs of President Trump be converting over to Judaism. Like Don was saying, we have to be careful what we see on the internet and things like that. But you can't argue that there seems to be more billionaires being appointed into this administration than any that I know of. Of course, I don't know everything there is to know. But I don't know how this Venaswamy is, and I don't know how Musk is. I don't know if they're rabid Zionists, but there's so many rabid Zionists in Trump's administration. But I'd like to make this point. And Don said it. He said it really correctly. Every administration we've got, probably since I've been alive, every single administration we have been heavy pro-Zionist. If not taken over completely by Zionists. In fact, I'm going to shut up here to say this one thing. Don, I think before we could ever hope to be free in this country right here, we have to do what JFK said out to do. We have to bust up the intelligence community into 1,000. He said he wanted to bust the CIA up into 1,000 pieces and scatter them to the wind. We have to bust this Jewish Zionist deep state up. The CIA, the NSA, we have to get them and destroy those. We'll never, ever have a country of our own, Don. Go back to you, Don.
Well, I certainly agree with that. It's probably easier said than done. I think with a lot of things, we have to be realistic and hope for. I look at it, you talk about the Overton window. I would think we want to keep using MAGA and all the momentum that MAGA has right now to keep trying to pull things to the right, if you want to call it that, simplistically, to the right wing or populist, whatever, pro-white as much as we can. I just don't think anyone could. It would take the Lord literally to smash that intelligence agency in one fell swoop. I think Tulsi Gabbard's a great pick for the position she has. I think Kash Patel seems to be a good pick for the FBI. I think you just got to start cleaning house as best you can and make people accountable. This is one of the problems too. There's this ruling class we have. There is no accountability for anything. They know it. They can do anything they want and get away with it. And that explains a lot of what's going on too. So we have to get back to ethics, the rule of law, people being responsible for their choices. And I hope that the new administration will go after and prosecute the worst of the criminals that were running wild in the Biden administration. But I think it's up to all of us too to hold Trump and his appointments hold their feet to the fire as much as we can and keep trying to push things in the direction we want. I mean, I just don't think it's realistic to think that all these things can happen at one time. Even with Trump, I'm sort of writing off foreign policy. I think he's been, this first time around, he did not get this country in any major wars, or really any wars at all. He had a couple people assassinated, but he was a refreshing change in that regard. So, I mean, you can be for peace through strength, and I'm hoping that that's the direction he'll try to, move foreign policy. But in the meantime, I don't think we'll probably be disappointed on that. But I think we got to look at the domestic issues and see how much we can get out of it and how much will be done. And the one thing we want to avoid is the Democrats getting right back in there in 2 or 4 years. And, unless they're restrained and all this lawfare and all the double standards and all the unaccountability, the rampant criminality, unless a lot of that is shut down and done so in a way that it can't happen again, then we will go right back to it 4 years from now. And in the meantime, there will be that many more non-whites in the country. I mean, that's another thing. I mean, the great replacement, if you're a Republican, you can't mention it. You still can't mention it. Trump doesn't talk about white people, does he? He doesn't talk about the great replacement. So that's still going on full steam. Even if a lot of the illegals are booted out of the country, there's still going to be a lot of illegals coming in from India, China, from south of the border. There's just we have to not only halt a lot of these things, but start reversing them. And again, I don't think it can be done short of some kind of revolution, which is unrealistic to think about because that's not going to happen either. So we have to hope for the best and push, hold these people, the people we elected in November, got to hold them accountable and keep trying to get rid of the rhinos 2 years in the 2026, because there's still a lot of them in the Senate, in the House, and in the state legislatures too. That's another fact that's not well known. A lot of the Republicans, even in states that are majority, the legislatures are majority Republican, a lot of them are just losers. They're Chamber of Commerce hacks. They're just cowardly rhinos. They are not really battlers. They're not counter-revolutionaries. They're not going to really go after the system. So it's got to be done from top down and from the bottom up, and we can't hold back. But I just if we can keep things, the momentum is great right now. If we can keep that momentum going as much as possible in as many ways as possible, I think that's the best we can hope for. And I'll be very happy if it happens.
Well, Don, you said a lot there, brother, and I can't find anything to disagree with. You said that we have a lot of momentum going right now, and we need to keep it going. If I have time, I'll. And you mentioned that the states,
In fact, we had a friend of mine said that the states are just as bad off as the federal government, and I think you would kind of agree with that. Well, how, and I know this is probably a rhetorical, simplistic question, how do we, how does little dinky, and I love Blood River Radio, we're doing the best we can, but let's face it, we're in the scheme of things, we're a midget compared to what's going on in the world with these billionaires and stuff. But how, what can we do, Don, to try to keep in our power, what us love, you and me and Joe Sixpack, what can we do to keep the momentum going? Is there anything we can do, or is it hopeless?
Well, I don't think it's hopeless. Like you said at the top of the show in your prayer, we never stop, we never give in. And just look at the growth. And here's what's amazing to me. I would have never thought this would happen. This past presidential election, the goal was to what? It was to get Trump in prison and shut down all opposition, right? But that didn't happen, did it? And not only didn't it happen, but the legacy media, the mainstream media, the corporate media, whatever you want to call it, it totally discredited itself. And in spite of all the censorship attempts, the alternative media became a powerhouse. That's the reason Trump won. He utilized effectively alternative media shows like Joe Rogan that have millions and millions of listeners, Tucker Carlson, who I think is a hero, because during the summer of George Floyd, he was the only national figure on the media that was standing up to it. He didn't bend the knee, and he gets a lot of credit. So does Elon Musk, you know, for buying Twitter and making it a semi free speech outlet. I mean, he's a hero too. So I look at the alternative media. That's what you're part of, Eddie. That's what I'm going to have been part of, and I'm going to be again here shortly. So keep doing what we're doing. We are getting through to a lot of people. The problem is, you look at Trump, one, he won the popular vote, but not by much, which tells you, even with a horrible candidate like Kamala and all the terrible things that happened the last 4 years, half of the country still voted for these people. So that's the problem, too, with the Great Replacement and how far advanced it is. Can that even be changed? Is the United States irreversibly a non-white country? Or are we shortly headed that way, a multiracial, multicultural country? Is it so advanced that nothing can be done about it right now? And see, these are issues that the incoming administration does not want to talk about.
That is,
do something about.
Yes, that is the question. Is it, is it irreversible? Has the tide gone from having a white majority? Has it gone so far away from a white majority it's irreversible? But what's, to me, is what's most scary and more infuriating is there's so many white people that hate themselves. We have so many whites that would fight you, Don. They would fight you and I to the death.
Oh, I know. That's our educational system and the media. That's been a monopoly for so long. And, they've proven, and look at advertising, manipulating minds and using the powers of persuasion and technology. I mean, these are arts that have been mastered over the last century, and they're darn good at it. But it did fail quite a bit, too, this past year. So that's where our hope lies, is the alternative media and the people that are aware now, on average, are a lot smarter than the ones that still believe what they're fed by, CBS and all these other legacy media outlets. So I'm optimistic. I'm not blindly optimistic, but I think there is, I don't want to just say before it starts that Trump is going to disappoint us. I want to be optimistic, and I think it's up to all of us to do what we can too, not just, nitpick and, oh my God, he's still a Zionist. Of course he's still a Zionist. But we got to look at the positive, the silver linings there, and try to capitalize on them. Keep moving things our way.
Well, I was going to. I guess this is kind of like this. We used to have Michael Hill on quite a bit, and I'll read this quote from him. He says on reform and reforming the United States government. He says, "Reforming the U.S. will not work for one simple reason. Those most in need of reform control all the institutional avenues to reform. The presidency, the Congress, the courts, the bureaucracy, the banks, the media, the educational system, etc. They will not allow themselves to be reformed out of their power, position, and wealth. And it's that simple." Man, I ran out. Really, he said it's that simple. Well, I ran out of time to ask you to respond to that, Don, because he was talking about secession, the South seceding, but
Don, I'd like to thank you so much for coming on, brother, and you're welcome to stay over for another segment if you want to. We're going to have we're getting ready to have Jason Kessler come on. He was the hero. He was the guy who organized the Unite the Right get together back in August of 2017. Anyway, people, we're going to be transitioning to the second hour right now, so this is going to be a five-minute break, long break. You can get you some coffee, use the restroom, whatever you need to do. We'll be right back in about 5 minutes. Be right back, folks.